Rich Payton, before we start talking about your team, I want to know, you've been around the sport for 800 years. I want to know your thoughts on this SMX thing and the three races and the formats and the racing and whatever you think. Give me your take on this, because I love talking to you about the sport in general.
Honestly, these races were probably created to stop guys from going to World Supercross, which I'm okay with, because I want all of us to be – I want the Feld Supercross Series and the AMA Nationals, and, like, we don't need to split it somehow, and then we'll never get it back. So I'm – if they had to do this, this is great. I don't like the two-day. We don't need to have practices on Friday, because it's more hotel, more flight, rent a car, all that. We can do it in one day. But overall, I think they did a really, really good job. The combo thing caught a little people off guard, but yet it was every race was like a good event, and I'm really stoked that we came back to the Coliseum.
Yeah.
And I know I came here like 3 years ago to a football game with the Mumfords, and it was remodeled. And, like, it's cleaner, it's nicer. Yeah. Parking's hard, but I think it's a, like, the stadium, I wanted to go up and down the peristyle, and they did. And I'm like, and then literally when I woke up this morning, I was stoked to come here. And I was here in 1972 for the first race. My parents bought me and my brother tickets, and we came here. So me and Jimmy came here, and, like, we were just, like, in awe that we're watching. Like, we'd never gone to a national or a super, well, it wasn't a supercross. So we never went to a national to see all these guys. And there's these famous guys that we only read about. And they did it in the stadium. And I'm like, there's just something, I don't know. I hope they do, even if we have to drop another event, I'd love to come back to LA again.
I don't think we're coming back from what I hear.
Probably football is more important. And maybe we can't, but I would love to. I mean, I love the peristyles, and it just has this, I don't know, it's got history to it for sure. I just loved it. I was excited to come here today.
What did you think of the two motos, double, single, double, triple points? A little gimmicky in my mind, but what did you think?
I think it maybe cost us a championship. So that probably wasn't that really sweet. But they're trying, like, this whole NASCAR thing, maybe, where, like, they want it to go down to the end no matter what. So the first race was single points, and then it just keeps escalating. So it almost, like, it didn't matter what anybody did until the last race. But, you know, I guess they're trying to sell seats. Overall, I thought that was a pretty big stretch for triple points. Like I said, it probably cost us the deal. But whatever, it was a experiment. They did it. Maybe next year they'll adjust it. The two motos I didn't mind. And I think once we're here, I think we can do it in one day. But once we're here, I'm okay with the two moto format. I thought that was kind of nice, because you could, if you kind of screwed up, maybe you could polish it up the second one. And we're already here. We're unloaded. The bikes are here. I thought that was cool.
It was nice for me to be back here at LA Coliseum, Summercross 99. Ferry Mathis taking down Randy Lawrence and McGrath. So real special place for me, too.
Somebody was asking me the last time we did a race here, and I said, I thought it was 98, but I said, I think you need to check. And there was a Summercross, which Timmy won. And then he had a mechanic named Steve Mathis. From Pulp.
It's a good time. Good time. Joe rode really well tonight. I mean, I feel like if he had gotten the start in the second one, then he could have done what Hayden did to bring home the win. Start was everything. The track was pretty basic, so he kind of hung out there. But really impressive first moto for Joe. Really nice charge.
First moto was awesome. My biggest complaint was I thought he started too far outside. And then I brought that up to him before the second moto, and he's like, all right, I'll look at it, but I got to pick a good rut. And I'm like, well, you pick the best rut. But he kind of went back to where he was, and I thought by watching, you know, video of the first one, it just guys could hustle around the inside. And I felt like with just a little better start and seeing him, he could have been better. But then first couple laps, he kind of didn't have their pace. And then in the middle, he fixed that. And then at the end, he picked it up. But it was too late.
What'd you think of the look of your bikes and the gear and everything? I thought it was sick.
I kind of didn't like it when they sent me a picture or just, you know, flat, you know, paper graphics or whatever. I didn't think it looked that exciting. But truly, I loved it. I like that we did the shirts. And that was Kawasaki did all that. They got shirts made. We ran silver rims, which I haven't seen on a bike for us for a long time.
I said to somebody in the press box, should we bring silver rims back? Like, it kind of looks cool.
I said the same thing. I'm like, I didn't think they were that sweet. And then all of a sudden when they were lacing, I'm like, oh, that's terrible. When I saw them on the bikes, I'm like, I like the silver rims.
Yeah.
It looks kind of cool.
I thought it looked really good, too. And I thought you'd like it. Maybe it takes you back to a little bit of the – I mean, Gaddis was 91, but, you know, 93. So this is not far off that, yeah.
Well, yeah, and I don't remember the year we switched to black. It was Troy designed that bike, and he wanted to do it. But Rinaldi had black rims, remember, in Europe?
Yeah.
And we thought that looked really cool. And then Troy thought, we should do it.
Yeah, that was cool. Hey, how about that kitchen kid in that last one? He looked really good. Looked really fast.
I'm very happy about Levi. Like, you know, I think he's going to be a great addition to the team. He's got raw speed. He can do it. We just got to work with him a little bit. And, like, he's special. Like I'm confident he can win races. You know, like, he was good this year in Supercross. He's a little bit start dependent.
Yep.
You know, like, if he was 10th one moto and first the second one, and if we can get more consistent starts, like, he's a winner.
Yeah, look great. Thanks for doing this.
Yep, thanks.